And of them there are some who believe in it, and of them there are some who do not believe in it. And your Lord is fully aware of those who do evil. And if they belie you, say, for me are my deeds, and for you are your deeds. You are innocent of what I do, and I am innocent of what you do. Among them are some who listen to you. This is important. People who listen to the Quran, who say, we've heard the Quran, we know what's in it. But can you make the deaf to hear, even though they apprehend not? People who listen to the Quran but cannot absorb it, cannot internalize it, in Allah's eyes it's like someone deaf that you're talking to them, but they're not hearing a word. Among them are some who look at you, it seems like they're listening. But can you guide the blind, even though they do not see, one who is spiritually blind? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا. Allah does not wrong mankind in anything, but mankind wrong themselves. And on the day when He shall gather them together, it will be as if they had not stayed in this world but 1 hour of a day. This is the reality of this life, that we worry about, that we cry over, that we dream for 1 hour of a day. That's how much it will seem to us on that day. يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They will recognize each other, like passengers meeting briefly in a waiting room. We're all waiting for our call to come. We don't know how long we've got left. Ruined indeed will be those who denied the meeting with Allah and were not guided. If a passenger sitting in the waiting room says, no, I'm not going to leave this waiting room ever, you'd say he's mad. Doesn't he know he has to get off? That his call is going to come any minute? Allah says, ruined indeed are such people. Whether we show you some of what we promised them or we cause you to die, still to us is their return. And moreover, Allah is witness over what they used to do. And for every community there is a messenger. When their messenger comes, the matter will be judged between them with justice and they will not be wronged. Now let's think about when our moment of death could come. It could be tomorrow, it could be 5 years from now. We don't know when the time will be. Allah says the matter will be judged between them with justice then, and they will not be wronged. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. An atom of goodness will see it, and whoever's done an atom of evil will see it. And they say, when will be this promise if you speak the truth? Say, I have no power over any harm or profit to myself, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except as Allah may will. Now again we find this concept, that if he couldn't even harm or profit himself except as Allah wills, how then can he harm or profit us? For every nation there is a term appointed. When their term comes, neither can they delay it, nor can they advance it an hour. Say, tell me, if his torment should come to you by night or by day, which portion thereof would the criminals hasten on? Is it then when it is actually befallen, then you will believe in it? That's what we're waiting for the angel of death to appear. And then we'll say, no, I believe in Allah, please forgive me Allah. Now do you believe? And you use the foretime to hasten it on, like people who say, well, when is the day of judgment going to come? So when is Allah's punishment going to fall upon us? Then it will be said to them who wrong themselves, taste the everlasting torment. Are you recompensed with anything except what you used to earn? وَيَسْتَمْبِعُونَكَ. They ask you to inform them, saying, is it true? Tell them, yes, by my Lord, it is the truth and you cannot escape it. And if every person who had wronged possessed all that is on the earth and tried to ransom himself therewith, it would not be accepted. And they would feel in their hearts regret when they see the torment. And they will be judged with justice and no wrong will be done unto them. Ala inna lillahi ma fi samawati wal ard. Ala inna wa'dallahi haqq. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. No doubt, surely all that is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. And surely Allah's promise is true. But no doubt, most of them do not know. It is He who gives life. It is He who causes death. And to Him shall you all return. Ya Yuhannas, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِّمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِّلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O mankind, there has come to you a beautiful advice from your Lord, and a healing for that which is in your hearts, a guidance and a mercy for the believers. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Tell them, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, let them rejoice. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is better than all that they collect. This is one of the most beautiful descriptions of the Qur'an. Allah says, a good advice from your Lord. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's a healing for that which is in the hearts. وَهُدًى and guidance. if someone comes and asks you the way, and you give them a map of directions and explain it to them, and then the next time you ask them, did you use it? And they say, no, but we framed it and hung it up in our room and it's looking really beautiful. What would you say? That's not why I gave you the map. Hudan, guidance. Not something that you frame in your house, is something that you internalize and act upon. Wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen. People say, don't tell me. If I know, I have to act upon it. Allah says, this is rahmah. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Rejoice in this Qur'an. Don't treat it like a burden. People say, oh, I feel so scared when I read the Qur'an. I'm not ready to read the Qur'an yet. What is Allah calling it? If you know that there's a treasure that's being distributed, would you wait and say, well, let me think about it? No, you'd rush there so you can receive that treasure. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. But it's a matter of iman. It's a matter of our vision. This Qur'an is better than all that they collect. Whether of wealth, whether of any hobbies, whether of anything that they love. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, tell me, what provision has Allah sent down to you? And you have made of it lawful and unlawful. Say, has Allah permitted you to do so? Or do you invent a lie against Allah? If someone tells you good news, someone tells you you've passed, what's the first thing we do? We ring up people we know and we tell them about it. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Qur'anu ma'dubatullah. This Qur'an is the banquet of Allah. The ma'duba is where the king holds the banquet and invites those worthy of his banquet to attend it. We too are all here today at Allah's command, at Allah's invitation. Do we realize what an honor it is? Do we thank Allah for this chance that he's invited us to his banquet? Allah says, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is better than all that they collect. Say to them, tell me, what provision has Allah sent down to you? And you have made of it lawful and unlawful. Say, has Allah permitted you to do so? Or do you invent a lie against Allah? And what do those people think who invent a lie against Allah on the Day of Judgment? So fine, you've got away with it in the world. But what about the Day of Judgment? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Indeed, Allah is full of bounty to mankind, but most of them are ungrateful. Neither do you do any deed or recite any portion of the Qur'an, or you do any deed at all, but that we are witness thereof when you are doing it. And nothing is hidden from your Lord, the weight of an atom on the earth or in the heaven. Not what is less than that or what is greater than that, but is written in a clear record. Ala inna awliya Allah. When we know that each action of ours is being recorded, every word we utter is being written down, then we need to strive to become the friends of Allah, not the enemies. Indeed, the friends of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Who are the friends of Allah? How do we become the friends of Allah? Those who help Allah's deen, those who convey Allah's deen, who seek to learn Allah's deen. What does Allah tell us? مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِالشَّيِّنَ حَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That the most beloved thing whereby my slave draws near to me are by means of the farais which I have imposed upon him. In other words, by scrupulously observing all the farais, whether reading salat or fasting or hajj. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. My slave keeps on drawing closer to me by means of voluntary acts of worship, whether nafli sadaqat or nafli prayers, حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, until I love him. Then when I love him, I become his hearing whereby he hears. I become his vision whereby he sees. I become his hand whereby he grasps and his foot whereby he walks. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْتِيَنَّهُ. If he asks me for anything, I will definitely give it to him. وَلَئِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. If he seeks my help, my protection, I will grant it to him. This is the treasure that Allah is offering to us, for those of us who seek it. No fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who had iman. And they were Allah conscious. It wasn't just talk, they acted upon it. For them are good news in this world and in the hereafter. No change shall there be in the words of Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the supreme success. And do not let their speech grieve you when people taunt you and call you Maulvi or say that, you know, you've become a fundo. Don't let their speech grieve you. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. For all power and glory belongs to Allah. He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. No doubt, indeed, to Allah belongs whosoever is in the heavens and whosoever is in the earth. And those who worship and call to others besides Allah, in fact, they follow only a conjecture and they but invent lies. Allah has told us again and again, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This is what we are taught to say, that Allah, you alone do we obey and you alone do we turn to for help. That I will make my du'as to Allah and Allah alone, and that is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Not that I say that, oh well, I read my prayers for Allah's sake, but when it comes to giving the qurbani, I'll give it in the name of Hazrat Ali or so-and-so imam or so-and-so buzurg who's passed away. That's not ibadah. That's not tawheed. That's shirk. Allah says those who worship and pray to others besides Allah, they do not follow their partners. They're just following a guess. They're guessing here. And they are just inventing lies. It is Allah who has appointed for you the night that you may rest therein, and the day to make things visible to you. Indeed, in this are signs for a people, yasma'un, who listen. We need to listen to this Quran to understand these truths. They say Allah has begotten a son. Glory is to him. He is rich, free of all needs. His is all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. No warrant do you have for this. Do you say against Allah what you do not know? Tell them that indeed those who invent a lie against Allah will never be successful. A brief enjoyment is theirs in this world, and then to us will be their return. Then we will make them taste the severest torment because they used to disbelieve. And recite to them the news of Nuh, when he said to his people, O my people, if my stay with you and my reminding you of the signs of Allah is hard on you, then I put my trust in Allah. People say it's so difficult to tell others, you know, they don't want to meet you anymore. Nuh alayhi salam doesn't say then, all right, I'll stop. He says, I trust in Allah. Nothing's going to stop us from conveying this message. So devise your plot, you and your partners, and let not your plot be in doubt for you. Then pass your sentence on me, and give me no respite. But if you turn away, then no reward have I asked of you. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be of the Muslims. They denied him, but we delivered him, and those with him in the ship, and we made them generations, replacing one after another, while we drowned those who belied our signs. Then see what was the end of those who were warned. Then after him we sent messengers to their people. They brought them clear proofs, but they would not believe what they had already rejected beforehand. Thus do we seal the hearts of the transgressors. Now Allah relates stories that illustrate those people who believe in Allah, who believe in the hereafter, confronting those people who are content with the life of this world. Then after them we sent Musa and Harun to Fir'aun and his chiefs with our signs, but they behaved arrogantly and they were criminals. So when there came to them the truth from us, they said, this is indeed clear magic. Musa said, do you say this about the truth when it has come to you? Is this magic? But the magicians will never be successful. They said, have you come to us to turn us away from that faith we found our fathers following? People who love to follow tradition, to follow the blind culture that they've been brought up in. And that you two may have greatness in the land, we are not going to believe you two. And Fir'aun said, bring me every expert magician. And when the magicians came, Musa said to them, cast down what you want to cast. Then when they had cast down, Musa said, indeed what you have brought is sorcery. Allah will surely make it of no effect. Indeed Allah does not set right the work of those who corrupt. وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. And Allah will establish the truth by His words. However much the criminals may hate it. But none believed in Musa except the offspring of his people, because of the fear of Fir'aun and his chiefs, lest they should persecute them. And indeed Fir'aun was an arrogant tyrant on the earth. He was indeed one of the transgressors. And Musa said, O my people, if you have believed in Allah, فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Then put your trust in him if you are Muslims. Look at Musa alayhi salam's courage. He's taking on a whole nation. He's taking on a whole army. He's taking on a whole tribe of these, you know, expert magicians. He's not daunted. He's not intimidated. He says, people, put your trust in Allah. This is the courage which La ilaha illallah gives us. They said, in Allah we put our trust. Our Lord, make us not a trial for the people who are wrongdoers, and save us by your mercy from the disbelieving people. And we revealed to Musa and his brothers, saying, provide dwellings for your people in Egypt, and make your dwellings as places for your worship, and establish salat, wa bashir al-mu'mineen, give good news to the believers. Again, Allah reminds us that Islam means joy. And Musa said, O our Lord, you have indeed bestowed on Fir'aun and his chiefs, splendor and wealth in the life of this world. Our Lord, that they may lead men astray from your path. O our Lord, destroy their wealth and harden their hearts, so that they will not believe until they see the painful torment. Now this was not Musa alayhi salam na'uzubillah cursing Fir'aun on the first day. We find that how again and again he tried to reform Fir'aun, but when he saw that Fir'aun was determined and that Fir'aun was being the cause of misleading many, then he prayed to Allah to destroy him. Allah said, indeed the dua of both of you is accepted. So both of you keep to the straight path and follow not the path of those la ya'lamun, who have no knowledge. And we took the children of Israel across the sea, and Fir'aun with his host followed them in oppression and enmity. Hatta idha adrakahu al-gharaq, qala amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel. Till when drowning overtook him, the waters were going to engulf him, then he called out, I believe that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, in whom the children of Israel believe, and I am one of the Muslims. So what happened? Al-ana? وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ قَبْلُ. Now you believe, while you were disobeying before this, and you were one of those who were spreading corruption. We can't make Tawbah into a mockery. We can't make our Iman into a mockery and say, yes, yes, there's lots of time to obey, there's lots of time to repent. Allah says, now you believe, while you refused before this, you were one of those who were spreading corruption. So this day we shall save your dead body, that you may be a sign to those who come after you. And we find that the mummy of Fir'aun has been found, and it was found on Mount Sinai's shore. And when they unwrapped the layers, they found that a layer of salt was found on his body, thus proving that he had been drowned. This is modern research, and this body of his has been preserved till today in Cairo Museum, a proof of the truth of this ayat. This day we shall save your dead body, that you may be a sign to those who come after you. And indeed, many amongst mankind are heedless of our signs. Indeed, we settled the children of Israel in an honorable dwelling place and provided them with good things, and they did not differ until the knowledge came to them. Indeed, Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment in that which they used to differ. So if you are in doubt concerning that which we have revealed to you, then ask those who are reading the book. Indeed, the truth has come to you from your Lord. So do not be one of those who doubt it. And do not be one of those who belie the signs of Allah. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. For then you shall be of the losers. Truly, those against whom the word of your Lord has been justified will not believe, even if every sign should come to them, until they see the painful torment. Was there any town that believed, and its faith at that moment saved it from the punishment? When we see the angel of death, it's no good to repent then. The answer is none, except the people of Yunus, when they believed, we removed from them the torment of disgrace in the life of this world, and allowed them to enjoy for a while. And had your Lord willed, لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of those on earth would believe together. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Will you then compel mankind until they become believers? Our criterion should not be what people are doing, what people are following, because Allah says if Allah had willed, He could have forced us all to believe. But we cannot force mankind. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينَ. There is no compulsion in religion. The choice is ours. It is not for any person to believe except by the leave of Allah, and He will put the anger on those who are heedless, la yaqilun, who are not using their intellect. Tell them, behold all that is in the heavens and the earth. But neither signs nor warners benefit those who do not believe. People say, oh, I'm not ready to do this as yet. Allah says all the signs are there before them, external signs in the universe, signs within this Quran, signs within the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if someone is determined to reject, then we can do nothing to help them. Then do they wait for anything except for a destruction like that of the days of the men who passed away before them? قُلْ فَانْتَظِرُوا. Tell them, then wait. I too am with you among those who wait. Then in the end we save our messengers and those who believe. Thus it is incumbent upon us to save the believers. Which group do we wish to be amongst? The winners or the losers? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. Tell them, O mankind, if you are in doubt as to my religion, then know that I will never worship those whom you worship besides Allah. I worship Allah who causes you to die. وَأُمِرْتُ وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And I am commanded to be one of the believers. This is one of the most magnificent ayahs in the Quran. Look at the courage. Allah is telling us, don't compromise and don't apologize. People aren't following your way of life. People aren't following this Quran. You don't have to follow people, follow Allah. And it has been revealed to me, أَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا focus on Deen, upright, unswerving, focus on Allah. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Do not be of those who do shirk. And one form of shirk is when we obey our desires rather than Allah. And do not call to any besides Allah. Don't make du'as to any besides Allah that will neither profit you nor harm you. But if you did so, you should certainly be of the wrongdoers. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ If Allah touches you with harm, there is none who can remove it but He. If Allah intends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor, which He causes to reach whomsoever of His slaves He wills. When it is Allah who is giving us everything, why should we turn away from Him and seek a multitude of false gods, when we can have belief in just one God alone? وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Remember when the Prophet ﷺ told us that know that if the whole world were to gather together to try and harm you, they could not harm you one atom except as much as Allah has destined for you. And if the whole world were to gather together to try and profit you, they could only profit you as much as Allah has written for you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ The pens have been lifted and the ink has dried. So then we need to pray to Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Allah, You alone do we worship, and to You alone do we turn to for help. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Say, O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Now truth has come to you from your Lord. There can be no turning back now and saying, Oh, I didn't know about this. فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ Whoever receives guidance, he does so for the good of his own soul. He's not doing Allah any favor. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا And whoever goes astray, he does so to his own loss. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٌ And I am not set over you as a disposer of affairs. In other words, we can but convey. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ And follow the revelations sent to you. Wasbir and be patient. Hatta yahkum Allah. Until Allah gives judgment. Wa huwa khayrul hakimin. He is the best of judges. When you read Surah Yunus, you realize, like Surah An'am, in many ways, it's a Surah of Tawheed. It's a Surah in which Allah reminds us that this world is nothing. The hereafter is everything. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.